SOP 283, we've got some podcasting numbers. I'm going to talk about how do you still enjoy the holidays and find time to podcast. And we've got a last five in five.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing, all the above. Everything you need to start a podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. You can contact me. I would love to hear from you. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. How is it going? I'm having quite a lovely week, and that's why we're going to talk about how do you enjoy the holidays and still find time to podcast. What I mean by that is, what do you do? You've got, you know, Uncle Earl's in town, and then you got to go to little Joey's pageant, and then Missy's little play, and then you got to, you know, build the snowman. And how are you going to find the time? Well, here's how you do it, and here's how I know this. This week, I'm packing up everything I own and moving it down the street. My wife and I, when we got married, we had three kids in a house, and we're down to one kid. One's getting married, one's in college in South Carolina, and we're left with the boy. So we have decided, being that we have both not made great financial moves in our lives, that we're going to move into a smaller apartment for a couple years, pay off a lot of debt, and come back out swinging. And so it's the joy of packing up everything you own and move down the street. So how do you do that and not miss your scheduled day? Well, we're going to talk about that. If you go in to WordPress, now, if you're new to podcasting, WordPress is a free software that I highly recommend that you use to manage your website. It manages your website. It automatically creates this thing called an RSS feed, which is kind of like the frequency of a radio. So if you kind of think of it that way. And it automatically, when you create a what's called a post, a blog post, and you attach your media to that, it automatically updates your RSS feed, which automatically updates, in my case, FeedBurner, which automatically updates iTunes. So all you do is you update your website, and boom, iTunes is uploaded. But one of the cool things about it is when you're in there making a new post on the right-hand side, you will see where it says, let me do a brand new one, because mine that I'm working on here has been... Here we go. You'll see it says publish immediately on the right-hand side. I'll take a screenshot of this, and you can pick what day you want this to be delivered. Now, I do have some podcasts where I'm not really looking for a ton of interaction with my audience. I do a podcast called Weekly Web Tools at weeklywebtools.com, and I always ask for response, but for whatever reason, not really super interactive. It's a lot of me just giving information and people using it. And so what I do a lot of times is I will get a span of time, and all of a sudden I'll like, ooh, I can record Weekly Web Tools. And I will record five episodes, however many I can at a time. It's a really short podcast. And I will then set those to release once a week, every Monday. And that's probably what I'm going to be doing today. I will be recording a couple podcasts and have them released over time, so that I can pack up everything I own and move it down the street, which is going to be fun because... where now I kind of have a dedicated room. I'm going to be podcasting from the living room, which will be fun. I sense the phrase quiet on the set is going to become a common phrase in the Jackson household. That should be fun. Or maybe I'll go back to podcasting in my car. But that's how you do it. You simply pick a future date, and you'll notice when you click on OK, the publish button changes to schedule. Want to give you some podcasting stats. Got a there was a press release went out from Wizard Media, who is the parent company of Libsyn, and that says Wizard Media, the world's leading podcasting network, today announced, this was on November 25th, it's seeing a 30% increase in average weekly signups in 2011 versus the average weekly signups for 2010. In addition, Wizard's premier podcast distribution and monetization platform, Libsyn.com, has seen average client account revenues increase 29% from 2011 versus 2010. Now, they are the folks that are serving up Adam Carolla's website, his podcast. He is the most downloaded podcaster. He holds that record now. And they also do people like Marc Maron, I believe. I don't think they do Greg Fitzsimmons. I think he's on another one. But they do a lot of very popular things. And that's who I'm currently hosting on. I usually recommend people that you go with either Libsyn or Blueberry. And so I just like the fact to see that more people are podcasting. And the question is, why aren't you? Which brings me to my next podcasting stat. And I'm going to bring this up live here. If you ever have been thinking about why should I start a podcast, please check out my other podcast. It's called The Power of Podcasting. You can find it at powerofpodcasting.com. And I was listening to a YouTube video by a guy named Pat Flynn, who I've actually asked to be on that show, The Power of Podcasting. And Pat is basically, well, too busy. And it turns out that Pat made $393,000 last year. And one of the ways that he grew his audience by 19%. Now, let me back up a second here. This is basically, I'm going to stop you from listening to that episode, but I'll give you the quick two-minute version of it. Pat had a successful blog, very successful. He has 33,000 subscribers to his blog, and he started it in 2008. And in 2010, a year ago, he started adding podcasting to the mix. So he's already successful, added podcasting, and he said he put a survey out on his blog, and only his blog, and said, how did you find me? And more than YouTube, more than Twitter, more than Facebook, more than links from other websites, more than word of mouth, more than a forum, the top one, 19%, iTunes. I found his podcast in iTunes. So if you are a blogger, you make me pull my hair out when I see you don't have a podcast, because half of the struggle, when I say it takes 4 minutes to record a 1 minute podcast, half of that time is finding your content and assembling it together. Well, you've done it. You've typed it up and you've published it. It drives me crazy when I go to a blogger's website, they have free articles, but no podcast. Because Pat, according to Pat, and Pat is a guy that puts all his numbers online. You can actually see how much he makes each month. So when Pat says 19% of his audience found him, people that are, and here's the key here, 19% of the people that are reading his blog came to him from his audio podcast. One more time. 19% of the people that read his blog found him from his audio podcast. So just because they like to listen to you doesn't mean they'll never read your blog. No. Why? Because Pat has phenomenal content. And sometimes he puts it out as a blog, and sometimes he puts it out as a podcast. So more and more people are signing up to have a podcast. 30%, according to Wizard Media. Why? Because they're seeing the power of podcasting. And that, wow, I can, by simply providing great content. And Pat doesn't sit there and say, hey, here's, buy my book. He's not really selling much, really. He created a course for security guards. And he uses that to promote his course. A little, actually, his podcast is more about how he just does things. It's more of an internet marketing podcast. And that's the other interesting thing he talks about is he's, I think, number five or number four. And the people above him are people like Dave Ramsey, Susie, what's her name with the big shoulders, the money lady, Susan Armin something, whatever, something Q, whatever. She's on QVC all the time. Susie Armin, that's it. Thank you. For everybody that's been screaming at your dashboard, I heard you. I heard you. And all these other very famous people, and little old Pat Flynn in his second bedroom is competing with them. So yes, you can. So that's some other numbers. I got these actually from Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man, who I hung out with a couple weeks ago in Cincinnati. He did a video that talked about how there are 37 million people who have a gym and fitness membership. And many of those, if you go to a gym or fitness membership, have earbuds in. I would say almost, man, when I go, I'm going to say 40% of those. There are 97 million people that drive to work alone. And what are they doing? Are they listening to the radio? To this, I ask, have you listened to radio recently? There's a Christian station here in Cleveland called The Fish. And here's the thing I don't understand. If I'm listening to your radio station, why do you have to tell me to listen to your radio station? You have achieved your goal. I'm listening to your radio station. But they have to go, hey, safe for the whole family, 95.5 The Fish. You're listening to The Fish. And then they'll play like four commercials and they'll come back and go, safe for the whole family, 95.5. I'm like, do you want me to go out like a robot to the rest of the world and go, 95.5, it's safe for the whole family. You should listen to The Fish. Because they beat that into my head. Radio is awful. I can't take it. Ugh. Anyway. And then some other fun numbers. 50 million iPhones have been sold through April 8th, 2010. So you know with the new latest iPhone. I should have Googled that. I bet there's new numbers since that. And 275 million iPods have been sold. Not that you need an iPod to listen to a podcast up through 2010. So that was in a video that I watched of Cliff. And so it's just amazing the numbers involved here with podcasting. Everything is going up. There was a thing in a LinkedIn group, and somebody said, has podcasting lost its oomph? And I'm like, no. Did you hear? Pat Flynn, successful blogger, increased his audience by 19%. That's a pretty big oomph. What doesn't happen anymore is it used to be when somebody started a podcast, like if some TV show started a podcast, it was like, hey, cool, did you see? CBS is getting it. They're going to start a podcast for their new show. Now when somebody starts a podcast, it's like, yeah, podcast, modcast. Everybody has a podcast, except maybe you, to which I would say, why not? You know, Jay Moore is a comedian, and he was in Jerry Maguire. He's an actor. He had a show on CBS, Gary Unmarried or something like that. And he was talking about how every comedian that was opening up for him, when they'd go on break, he'd go, you want to be on my podcast? And he was talking to another comedian. He said, look, podcasting is now. He's like, you are on the edge of the wave right now. If you jump on right now. And that's why podcasting isn't so much in the news anymore. People aren't really talking about podcasting because it's kind of like, well, when I say old news, I don't mean like old hat, like, has been stuff. It's like saying, hey, guess what? A musician put out a CD today. Yeah. Well, it's kind of assumed that most comedians, most authors, most bloggers, anybody that, wants to reach a global audience, will have a podcast. So, yeah, podcasting still does have power. That's why everybody and their brother is starting one. It's anybody that wants to reach a global audience. Let me, I'm going to hit pause here a second. And I want to play some voicemail, some phone calls I've had this week. When I say global audience, check this out. This is my new friend, Peter.
All right. Do you have some echo or not? Everything's fine?
Yeah, everything's good.
All right. Great. Okay. So, Dave, I've just prepared a little list of questions for you. And
okay. So the fun thing about Peter? He's in St. Petersburg in Russia. How cool is that? Check this out. Oh, come on. Now. Here we go.
Hello, Dave.
How are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad.
So let's go right to it, I guess.
Okay.
You've seen... So what I've done...
Isn't that cool? I love accents. Oh, here's a good one. The podcast guy.
There he is.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. To be honest, Dave, I'm stealing a thunder on you. It's nearly 3 o'clock my time.
That's Dave Thackeray, the podcast guy. Love the accent. I think this one is my favorite. Come on.
Hello.
Fiona. How are you?
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, good. Sorry, because I've been setting up microphones for the podcast, and I wasn't sure if I had the right one connected to Skype.
Oh, you're fine. Excellent. All right, Dave, what is the point of all the accents? I say this all the time. And it's one of those things that there are things in the, I don't want to go all preacher on you here, but there are things in the Bible that people say, and you don't really think about it. And likewise, that I say, you can reach a global audience. You can reach a global audience. I'm sitting here in a basement in Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm reaching a woman in Scotland. I'm not going to try to do accents because I'm horrible. I'll just end up sounding like Sean Connery. You know? I love it when I talk to my good friend Rob up in Canada, and he says, "About." And I said, "How was your Thanksgiving?" And he goes, "I'm Canadian." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, that's right." Podcasting is a global audience. All right, I've made my point. Next up, we have a last 5 and 5. This is coming from DJ City of the Japan Experience podcast, and you can find him at jrajio.net, which features J-pop, J-rock, and travel in Japan. So, if you're new to the show, what is a last 5 and 5? It's not what are your 5 favorite podcasts. It is what were the last 5 you listened to? And according to DJ City, he said, number 5, English news. This is NHK Japan Radio World News. Number 4, and I almost need to start putting this one in as like, this one doesn't count anymore because he put the School of Podcasting. And I really appreciate that. I really do. But, to me, half the fun of this is discovering new podcasts. And, you know, you, me, we've already discovered this one. So going forward, you know, we'll make that exception. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to that weren't mine? Okay, number 3, Twit, the Leo Laporte, the tech guy. I've actually started to listen to this. I know, I'm like, everybody else like worships the ground that Leo walks on. Not a huge fan of really long form podcasts, but started listening to that. Number 2, the Podcaster Studio with Ray Ortega, which reminds me, I need to say it right here, right now. Congratulations to Ray on the birth of his little baby girl. And so if you're wondering why Ray's schedule has not been quite as consistent as recently, my guess is Ray is suffering from massive loss of sleep. But such a super nice guy. And so I want to say that here. So he, DJ City, listened to that as well. And number 1 was Amateur Radio Newsline. Now that you can find here, and I have links to these, at arnewsline.org is where you can find that. Podcaster Studio, you can find at thepodcastersstudio.com. We've had Ray on the show before. Leo Laporte, you can find at twit.tv. You can find that out there. So he says, keep up the good work. Enjoy the episodes. P.S. I have no idea what you're doing, but Beyond Pod is loving your show. Don't have the audio jumping right to left ear anymore. He had emailed me and said, what are you doing with your audio? Because he was saying that my audio was jumping from left to right. The only thing I could think of is either A, I was recording like the one with the episode where I was talking about I played you my talk at PodCamp Cincy. I was doing that with a portable recorder, which was recording in stereo. So if I move the portable recorder, it would, you get that stereo effect. The other thing, I use Adobe Audition. It's a little overkill. You don't really need a $300 program to edit your audio, but I actually do audio editing for radio stations and things like that. So I needed something a little more super duper. And there's a thing in there where you can say, hey, take this track and make it mono. So my music at the beginning, the that is in stereo. I am in mono. And we're going to have a little live test here. I'm using the Electro Voice RE320 microphone. And let's do this. I'm going to do this live right now. And I don't know if you can hear that, but there is a heater that is going on in the background. And so I'm going to put, now this is a condenser microphone. I'm going to put this exactly where the other microphone is and turn it up the exact same volume. So here, this is me with the RE320, and now I'm going to turn on a condenser microphone and see how much more you can hear the heater. I want to make sure that the settings are identical to that. Okay, here we go. Here comes the condenser.
That, my friends, is the difference between a condenser microphone and a dynamic microphone. Oh, and of course, now the heater turned off. Come here.
It's still cold in here.
So this is a condenser microphone. This is the Audio-Technica 3035. It's a great microphone. It's very clear. Now I'm going to turn on my Electro Voice, and I have to be right in front of this bad boy to pick that up. So this is why when people say, should I buy a Blue Snowball? A Blue Snowball is a condenser microphone. It's a great microphone, by the way. The key to it, though, is you have to have a very quiet room, and you have to get right up on the microphone. So you're going to need a pop filter. And with that, you can get what I will call acceptable recording. I do not recommend USB microphones for this reason, though. I'm helping somebody in Australia right now that's going to be starting a podcast, and she wants to have guests. Well, typically, everybody that's talking needs a microphone, and the whole thing where you do the, you know, this bit, let me turn this microphone back on. You know, I can do this where we're now, you know, I'm right here. I'm about a foot from the podcast, from the microphone. And, you know, and we can hear me now, you know, and then here's person number two and here's person number one. And, you know, you move the mic around if you want, things like that. But can you hear how much room noise you're getting? You know, that's not going to work. It sounds like I'm in a bubble versus where I'm talking directly into the microphone. So does that work? Is it listenable? Yeah, but when you end up with that much room noise, because I have some room noise here, that to me becomes a little distracting. You got to have really good content to make me listen to that. What do you think about that? So the problem with a USB microphone like the Blue Snowball or any USB, I know there's some sort of shenanigans you can pull on a Mac to have two USB microphones go into one computer. On a PC, it's a pain in the butt. In fact, I'm not even sure it's possible at this point, which is why I like a mixer. So I have my microphone going into an old Behringer Urack UB802. You could buy the Xenix 802. And now I have control over how loud my microphone is, how much bass is on my voice if I want a lot of big bassy there, how much treble is on my voice if I want that, things of that nature, as well as the volume. So that's why I'm not a huge fan of USB microphones. And I say that because the next thing we're going to talk about, I found a website, and if you want to hear what these microphones sound like, it is recordinghacks.com. And I'll have a link. They have a thing to the Ultimate Podcast Mic Shootout, and they've got the Heil PR40, which we did a couple weeks ago, and they got the Electro Voice RE320. They got its bigger brother, the RE20, and the Shure SM7, I think it is, things like that. So you can actually go over there, find the microphone that you like, and then come back to me, and I'll order it for you. So the blue microphone, by the way, the blue USB, the Blue Snowball, again, not my favorite microphone. But if you're a solopreneur in a quiet room and you're never going to have any guests, it's like $54 at Amazon. And I think that is one of the few prices that I can't beat. Most everything else I can, but depending on the scenario. And so we are at about 25 minutes. That is going to do it for today. What did we talk about today? We said, well, when you do a post on the right-hand side, you'll see where it says publish immediately. You can change that to a future date and then just go on vacation. And your podcast will run on autopilot. We talked about the fact that more and more people are starting podcasts. Why? Because of people like Pat Flynn, who are successful already, and they're growing their audience by like 20% almost by starting a podcast. And I say this to you. Can you attach a file in an email? You can? Me too. That you use the exact same skills when you upload your media to your media host. Can you use a word processor? You know, make things bold and move them around. Yeah, I can do that too. It's pretty easy now at this point. I'm not a really fast typer. And if you've ever seen most of my blogs, I'm the king of typos, unfortunately. But there is a spell checker built into WordPress. But if you can do that, then you can type up show notes. How are you at talking? I'm really good at it. except for the occasional lip smack and everything else that I make, the noises I make with my mouth. And my hand to eye coordination is really good, so I can press the red button on the little portable recorder I have, and I'm good to go. So all I do is I press record, I talk, I take that file, and I drag and drop it, much like if I was going to attach it to an email, and I drag some other files, like that music thing you heard at the beginning. I put that at the beginning, and I take the music that you're listening to now, and I put it underneath, and then when I get done talking here, I'm going to turn the volume up and play that little bell sound and call it a day. Then I'm going to mix it down with about 4 mouse clicks to an MP3 file, and I'll do that whole attaching a file to an email kind of move to my media host. How about copying and pasting? You good at that? I think we've all got that one down now. So I'm going to copy the URL, and I'm going to paste it into that WordPress thing I was talking about. And when I click on post and publish, my website updates, my RSS feed updates, which updates iTunes. I click one button, and everything updates. It's that cool. It's that easy. You can reach a global audience. Quit wasting your time trying to Google all this stuff. Isn't your time valuable? When you can get on the phone, when I was working with Rob, did I say this in the last podcast? I think I did. You know, worked with him for about an hour. The next day he was in iTunes. You can be in iTunes tomorrow. So anyway, I will stop with that. Thank you so much. Everything you need to start a podcast is out at the School of Podcasting. Be it tutorials, be it consulting, equipment sales, contact me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. Want to thank Eileen from, I think it's Basic Podcasting Tips. She sent me a voicemail. Eileen, I forgot to play that today, and I sent you an email. If you want to send that back in again, she was just thanking me for the last episode, but I apologize. I didn't play that because halfway through your message, you got cut off. So thanks for the voicemail. I deeply appreciate it. And I would deeply appreciate hearing from you. I like voicemail because, you know, it's a podcast, it's audio, but I love email as well. If you have a question, let me know. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving if you're in America. Hope you enjoy your holiday season. I will be moving, so I will not for a while. And start a podcast, doggone it. Why not? Start off the year, because I'm going to tell you true. There's going to be some really cool stuff coming up at the School of Podcasting in 2012 once I get everything moved. Thanks for listening. Until next week, class is dismissed.